We've had this incredible period of 50 years of relative world peace and stability. And I think that it's put the American public into a kind of consensus trance, that the world has always been stable, that there's very little relative danger to us in these things that happen around the world, and that we'll probably prevail in the face of all of these things, and that our so-called economy will just keep on chugging along no matter what.
It's in everybody's interest to maintain the facade that this way of life is normal. This is what we should expect. This is what we should expect for our children. And by golly, we should go out and continue buying and consuming like there's no tomorrow.
The economic benefits of living in a very stable world, meaning we're not at war with China, that means that we can enjoy a lot of benefits of having them manufacture all our stuff. We're used to getting all of our household goods now from 12,000 miles away. They're made in China, you know, everything from frying pans to underpants. What's going to happen if those supply lines to China are interrupted? You know, what might happen if we have a contest with the Republic of China over the remaining oil in the Middle East and Central Asia? Is Walmart going to continue to, you know, get the steady stream of everything from toilet seats to fishing rods from Chinese factories? In North America, I think that we're going to have to downsize and downscale everything we do. Everything from farming to education to the way we deploy ourselves in living in the landscape, sports. You know, everything that we do is going to have to be made smaller.